Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Man, the calls that we have lined up right now for these mommy confessions don't go anywhere. These are great. I don't even know if we have any lines open, but we're willing to pay you guys $100 for your mommy confession because Mother's Day obviously is this weekend. Oh my God, is all I'm saying.
The truth will set you free, Mom Edition. This is why moms are the best right here.
Right here, man. All right, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. We will put you on the voice disguiser for your confession.
As a public service, The Burt Show reminds you, Mother's Day is only
2 days
away. Don't screw it up, dummy.
You're welcome.
Good morning, Mary. We will give you $100 for your mommy confession, if it's good enough.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a daycare at my work, and I was working a lot of hours. And I picked my son up. He was 6 months old. And drove all the way home from Atlanta, about 45 minutes, and brought the car seat inside and realized I took the wrong baby home.
Oh, my God.
You took the wrong baby home. Okay, we're going to have to circle back here for a second. We're going to need more details on this. And for whatever reason, I don't think my ears are working when the voice disguiser is on. So I'm not catching the whole story. So give it to us one more time.
Okay, so we have daycare at my work, and transparently, I was working a lot of hours, okay?
Sure.
And you had a new baby that was 6 months old, so I'm sure you were extremely sleep-deprived.
Yes, coincidentally, the baby looked a lot like mine, and we had the same, car seat holder, and they kind of, when we get off work, they kind of get the babies ready that they know we're going home. So, I went in and grabbed the wrong one, went all the way home, about 45 minutes, went inside the house and was getting the baby out, and realized I had the wrong baby.
All right, so, Mary, so now you're at home with a baby that is not yours. So essentially, you kidnapped another mother's child on accident. So do you immediately call the daycare? Do you immediately drive back? Like, what was the exchange like with the baby's actual mother?
Yes, well, I actually called the daycare immediately. They actually, weirdly enough, had not called me yet. So I actually called them and told them what happened, and they were horrified and very concerned about, I guess, legalities. But I was like, I'm coming right back. And actually, I got back before the mother actually came back.
Oh, the mother never knew.
Mom never knew. This is so good.
Got it. They cleared the air. But yeah.
They told the mama what happened, right?
Oh, they were going to. I mean, even if they didn't, I was going to. But yeah, of course they are. They're going to try to avoid all
Yeah, I don't know.
They could have,
Mary's like, not my problem. I don't know if they told her or not. I don't even want to know.
I wasn't there to find out.
Not my problem. Mary is the problem.
All right, Mary, yes, you get $100. Thank you for calling.
It was really, really good all the way home. So.
Wow.
Fear facing, so I didn't see his face.
Oh,
so
girl.
Fantastic. All right, hold on 1 second. You got $100 for sure. Are you kidding me? Thank you.
I don't know how anybody can top that. No.
I can't imagine.
That's what happens when we start strong.
Well, let's try. Good morning, Cindy will call you. You are on The Voice Disguiser. What is your Mother's Day confession for $100?
Hello. I walked into my bedroom, and my husband, of course, was laying on the bed watching the one-year-old. And I said, where is she? Oh, she's at the side of the bed. So I walk over to that side of the bed where my nightstand is, and she had opened up my cabinet and took out my rabbit. Sawworm was chewing on it.
No. Well, I mean, to be fair, Cindy, she did come out of there.
Yeah, it's not like it's her first experience with that area.
She's like, this smells familiar. Sorry, is that too much?
Yeah. So, and your husband is right there not doing anything about it?
Yeah, apparently he wasn't watching.
Yeah.
He's watching the game.
When she said watching, she put that in finger quotes.
Right. Okay, yes. Yes, of course. You get $100. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
Oh, bless you, mamas.
Oh, which one? Michelle, good morning. We will give you $100 for your confession. Good luck beating those two, though.
Okay, so this was about 6 years ago. My son was maybe 4 or 5-ish. And, you know, schools do this cute little thing where you get to grow a plant for Mother's Day, and then you take it home to your mom so she can hopefully keep it alive. I'm not that mom. I'm not going to keep it alive. Like, it will die. So he's so excited to grow these little strawberries. I already killed it. And he's like, Mom, how are my strawberries? Well, I waited until he went to go see his father for the weekend. And I went to the store and I bought strawberries. And I put them on top of the planter that he had brought home. I was like, look, they grew while you were gone.
It's a miracle.
He's now 11 and still remembers that and wants to grow them again.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Beautiful. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. Heard about more groceries.
Yeah, you got 100. Hold on 1 second. Okay, this might be our closer right here. Good morning, Linda. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Give us $100, or give us your confession, and we'll give you $100.
So my youngest son, who is now 23, does not know who his real dad is. I have lied to him his entire life because his real dad is not a good person who ended up going to prison for a really long time.
Well, dang.
So 22 has no idea who his real father is.
Oh.
Yeah, and the story that I've given him, so he was not able to, like, try to search out his dad, is that he was someone I dated in high school, and he unfortunately passed away.
Dang.
Oh, Linda.
He died
a hero.
You killed them all.
Damn.
Saving a cat from a tree.
His dad's a very bad person.
Gosh. Okay. So, here's $100. Actually, let's give her $200.
I think what you heard in the background there was all of our subconscious.
The Burt Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you are a mom, I've got one podcast that you need to start listening to this very second. Stop what you were doing. Kristen Hensley and Jen Smedley have a podcast called Hashtag I Mom So Hard. It's on the greatest podcasting network in America.
Would that be yours?
That is. It's on Pioneer. Legally, I have to tell you that, and I don't want to go to jail because I'm way too small. So they have this podcast, and they talk. They're a lot like you, Kristen, where they just talk about everything when it comes to momming, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the embarrassing stuff, the stuff they never told you. It's right here.
Jen and Kristen, with Hashtag I Mom So Hard, do you find now that moms are being more brutally honest than ever before?
I mean, with us, they are, and yeah. It's awesome. I think they work some stuff out. They send us very long DMs that are very specific about what they're not happy about with their husbands or their kids. I'm like, preach, we'll be here for you.
On the last podcast, I talked ad nauseum about how I had gotten Montezuma's revenge on my trip to Mexico. And we're on tour, and every single woman that came up to me afterwards was like, how are things going downstairs?
We're going to get into Mother's Day here in just one second. But I'm really curious, because you guys are so vulnerable and so honest. What's the thing that you have said that, looking back at it, you kind of regret you shared about momming?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, listen, there's a couple stories that I've told about my kids that I think they're going to be like, you really told that story in front of everyone? And I was like, do you enjoy living in Southern California? So this is a team effort, my friends. This is a team effort.
My son told me, he's in middle school, and he was like, oh, we Googled you at lunch the other day. And now I'm like, oh, God, I got to go through the whole podcast catalog and see what I said about him. Start taking stuff down.
Yes, yeah,
I'm less worried about those photos and more worried about my college photos. So that's fine.
How old are your kids?
My son is 14. He's an eighth grader. And my daughter is 12, and she's a sixth grader. So two in middle school, my friend.
12 and nine.
They're sensitive to everything.
Everything.
All right, so let's get into Mother's Day here really quickly. What do moms really want for Mother's Day?
Peace and freaking quiet.
So true, a little deep. Bit.
I'm sorry. I just need one person to not touch me all day long. Is that too much to ask?
No, you deserve it, and you should get that. That is not a hard request. I personally have been shaking it up this year, and when I did it, I've created a thing in my phone of all the times my kids have wronged me, and I want a personal apology based on that very long list, and I want it specific.
I'm with you, Kristen. I would like a day to myself, because I spend 365 days a year worrying about these other humans. Mm-hmm. And what I want my husband to do is take them to Minecraft three times this Sunday, just so I don't have to worry about them. I don't have to pack sunscreen. I know everybody's safe. I just get like 6 hours of like free time for my brain.
So that was my question for you ladies, because mom guilt is rampant. And I feel like for Mother's Day, it's been in the past like, oh, you want to spend the day with your little angels and go out to brunch and blah, 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 blah. There's no reason to feel bad, right? If you literally just, it's your day and your day to be celebrated. And if you choose to do it without the kids, there should be no guilt there, right? Or you shouldn't be made to feel bad.
I think I figured out a way to solve that problem, because I get it. They want to make the cards. They probably have a lot of glitter on them. Good luck with that. Mm-hmm. They're going to make you a breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good attempt, but you know what? You're going to clean up after them. I say have a Mother's Day morning. Have it be from like 8 to 10 in the morning, mm-hmm. and then they got a skediddle skadoot. You know what I mean? That way you have a little bit of time with them. Hugs and kisses. I love you so much. And then you get the day to yourself. That's like working 6 hours of alone time into your day, and you don't have the guilt. I think that's the win.
I'm going to take it a step further. I don't want the morning. I want the entire day. I want to sleep in, and what I want is for somebody to leave a bag of cash outside of the door. Untraceable bills that I get to spend how I want to, entirely guilt-free. I don't want just the time. I want the cash, baby. I want to buy myself whatever I want, or I want a gift card. Don't go pick it for me. My husband's going to get me a vacuum or a waffle maker or something. I don't want that. I want to buy something for me.
The guys are laughing at me on the show because I adore my husband. We've been together for almost 20 years. The man has many attributes. One of them is not gift giving. That's just not his love language. I have accepted this about him, and I get it. Hey, I got my faults and flaws as well. I told them I made a play-by-play list of absolutely everything I want on Mother's Day. Will it be a surprise? No. But will I get what I want? Yes.
Yes. I'm telling you, what I do now, which is really great with my kids because they're a little bit older, I'll say, hey, you see this thing? This is what I want. You tell your dad I want this. I want this size 7. Here's the link. This shouldn't be hard. Mm-hmm. Prepare now. Get it so it's on time. Include a gift receipt in case I change my mind. But the retail of it all has become much different now that I have two allies, or so I think, allies in my corner.
That Costco catalog that they send to your house, because that's the only place my husband's shopping. I got to go through and like circle stuff. Like it's a Sears catalog and it's like 88, where I'm picking out Christmas gifts, because he will go way wrong.
There's a lot of good stuff at Costco that I'd go for, quite
frankly. Yeah, but I don't want a smoker and a lazy boy. That's what kind of stuff he's going to gravitate towards.
You can follow these guys on social. It's hashtag iMomSoHard.
I saw a meme the other day that said kids deserve a gift on Mother's Day too, because technically you can't be a mother without them. And I'm just curious if y'all would sign off on that.
I would like to meet the person that made that meme, because I bet it's a 14-year-old junior high brat.
Oh my God.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, sure you can. Yeah.
They gave me a lot of things, and love is one of them, but on Mother's Day, that is not their lane. No. That is not their lane.
My kids haven't even repaid me for the stretch marks I got. So let's start there.
Something else I saw, and I'm trying to remember if it was an interview on the Today Show or Good Morning America, but they were talking about how overwhelmed moms are in today's society. Mm-hmm. And mom, you know, being a mom has always been hard, right? But for some reason, it feels like being a mom these days, it's on crack. You're getting pulled in a million different directions from the school, these expectations, like the Pinterest moms or what you see on Instagram. We have high expectations of ourselves. We feel like our kids and society has a high expectation for us. They were also talking about we move away from family now, and so we don't really have like a really good support system to help us out. And I was just wanted to get your all's take is like, do you agree that being a mom in today's day and age is harder than it's ever been?
Yes. Absolutely. And I blame club sports, but I think there's a lot of pressure, obviously, from social media. I agree with you. There's not as many like grandparents in the game in the same town, which is just so hard, because when you have one piece of family close to you, even just for some mental support, it makes such a difference. But I do think that like the one thing Jen and I have learned from like all the moms that follow us in the community that we have is like, there are people out there that want to help, and like, it doesn't feel easy to ask for help, but when you ask another mom for help and she gives you that help, you're going to reciprocate, and that's how you create community. And that's just what we have to do. So Jen and I are really lucky that we're supported when we go on the tour, and you know, we'll get pictures from moms that they took of our kids at a soccer game because we're missing it. And I think we all have to start participating in that to make the community a little bit stronger.
And that's 100% why we started with the videos, and then we had the tour and the book and the podcast, is because I would look at social media and I'm like, wow, my kids aren't all wearing white jumping in unison on the beach. I'm really failing right now. And then I said to Chris, I'm like, we're really failing, aren't we? She's like, yeah, let's laugh about it. Mm-hmm. Because besides that, you're like trying to keep humans alive who don't appreciate it, by the way. Mm-hmm. You're also like still trying to be a woman. You still have to shave your legs. You got to make sure their ears are clean and like that you're put together and your teeth are brushed. And that's really hard. That's why Mother's Day is a great opportunity to like feel like yourself for like one day.
I'm entering that stage of life where a lot of my friends are celebrating their first Mother's Day this year, or this is going to be their first year of motherhood. What advice do you have for new moms, either just like in general, or is there something they should be doing to like set the precedent now that every Mother's Day moving forward is going to be like this? So there's something they need to do for their first year?
No, I tell them this. This is what I would say. Enjoy all of it until 11. And then you're going to realize why they showered you with love, because they're front loading. Because when they turn 11... it changes, okay? And they barely notice you. And when they do, they're disappointed in you, and it gets rough. So just lean into those fun Mother's Days where they make a corny card or they want to try to make you breakfast. Just lean in because it changes.
Yeah. And I say take the help. If anybody offers to watch that baby, you need the break and you deserve the break. Like, they might mother a little bit differently than they do, but hey, it's your first kid, you care. By the time you get to 2, 3, 4 of those kids, you're going to just hand that baby to a stranger and be
anybody.
Like, I got to use the John in the airport. Sorry.
Yeah. You'll give them to a greeter.
Do you guys have any strong feelings on this? We got an email last week from a dude that was asking, he couldn't understand why his wife was upset that he wasn't celebrating her on Mother's Day because she was pregnant and hasn't had the child yet.
Well,
she
that guy sounds like ankles. A really good time. Boy, that guy felt the need to send an email to make himself sound right about being slightly rude. I mean, God forbid that he just lean in a little bit.
Right.
It's like when your wife is at karaoke and she sings a song and she's a little off. You say that she's Mariah Carey. What? Do you never want to get any action again? Like, that guy sounds terrible.
Even when I was pregnant, there was a lot of more of me as a mother to celebrate. I gained like 65 pounds. With the first one, so you know, I was no walk in the park. My ankles looked like thighs.
I'm doing a lot of
something to make me feel better.
You guys, check them out online. You will love them. The podcast is hashtag I'm Mom So Hard. Are you guys stopping through Atlanta? I know you're on a tour right now. Are you going to be anywhere near Atlanta?
We're going to try to do Atlanta in the fall. Now, our final shows are in like the Chicago at Juliet, Milwaukee, and then we land in Minnesota. We are really working on getting into Atlanta because we love it there. We've had a couple shows. Yeah.
And you were smart to schedule your Midwest shows when it's not winter. So good on you for that, like, you know, finagling.
We're from Nebraska originally. Not our first rodeo.
Yeah. But we did do Atlanta in August one time. And I was like, is this where I die?
Right, the worst. Kristen and Jen from hashtag I'm Mom So Hard. Thanks for joining us. Continued success. And I can't wait to see you guys when you come to Atlanta.
Thanks so much. Happy Mother's Day, too.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, ladies. Happy Mother's Day, Kristen. Happy Mother's Day, Jen.
Happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Feel free.
See you guys. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So I got to tell you guys, I am not okay. I am not okay right now, and I have not been able to stop the emotional reaction I have been having about Hollis getting ready to go to college. I think there are a couple of things in place here. I really do think now that I am off the effexor, I feel like I'm just feeling things more deeply now than I was before. The effexor, these SSRIs, they block the anxiety, but they also block all like deep emotions, you know? So I have been finding myself over the course of the last 2 weeks just being way more emotional about Hollis taking off for college than I could have ever anticipated. In fact, about a month ago when Stacy and I, my ex-wife and I, were at his soccer game and we were talking, she was telling me she was crying every week thinking about Hollis not being around the house. And I made fun of her I made fun of her. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, he's going to be right up the road. And I don't know if that gave me the okay to be as emotional as she was. But from that day on, I have kind of been a mess. Yesterday, it happened again. His school does something really cool. And I think it's because there's only 32 kids that graduate from their school. But they call it a pennant ceremony. So they get all of the kids and the parents in their library. And one by one, in alphabetical order, they announce the kids that are going to be going on to college. The kid comes up, shakes hands with one of the administrators, and then the administrator gives them the pennant to the college that they are going to be attending. They go up a ladder, and then they hang it on the library wall.
Oh, that's cool. What about the kids that have chosen not to go to college?
Don't know all about those kids.
Okay.
I think that the school that he's at has like a 95% rate. Mm-hmm. So the 5%, I don't think they have a pennant ceremony for those guys.
Yeah, they just get a Braves pennant.
I don't know how that works. Gotcha. But I can, it was just very touching to watch all these kids.
Oh, I bet.
That have grown up with each other. He's got four dudes in his class that have all been going to school with each other pretty much since like the second grade. So watching them all go up this ladder and then put the pennants on what schools they're going to. You got one going to Georgia Tech. You got Anthony. He's going to Samford. They're just going all over the country. And then it was Hollis's turn, and he had his UNG pennant in his hands, North Georgia. He has his North Georgia shirt on, but he has UGA sweats on because that's the school that he wants to transfer to. And watching him go up there and hammer in his pennant and then come on down and just celebrate with his friends. Once there I am again, just getting all emotional about it, and had to sort of excuse myself to the back of the room because I didn't want everybody to see me breaking down.
No, I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a testament to the relationship that you have with your kids and the relationship your kids have with you. I think it hits different too because, you know, Hollis is your second and he's your youngest. Yeah. So this is like the last.
I think that's part of it.
Not just the last for him, but the last for you and Stacy to experience these moments with your kids. And I want to encourage you, all right? I have a homework assignment for you because there's going to be, obviously, with the graduation, and there's going to be more moments for you to get emotional. The next time you catch yourself getting emotional, instead of suppressing that feeling, instead of excusing yourself to the back of the room, embrace it. It's okay to show emotion, and you shouldn't.
Mo and I are looking at each other like, it's not in our DNA.
It's not going to happen.
I don't know what it is. I grew up with a very misogynistic, toxic masculinity father, for sure.
I get that.
But just, crying in front of, I've tried to cry in front of my kids before. and then when it is about to happen, I excuse myself also because I guess I don't want to be, I don't know, vulnerable. But then doing it in a room full of adults, I don't think I have it in me to be that vulnerable.
It's a very vulnerable moment, and it's a tough ask for sure. I just think, and I had somebody come up and got emotional with me recently, and she was like incessantly apologizing, saying sorry because she was crying when she was talking to me. And I grabbed her by the shoulders and I'm like, never apologize for having emotions. Like, that's the most beautiful part of life. Like, to be able to feel things and feel things so deeply, especially when it comes from a beautiful place, and to be able to showcase that and share it with the world, you should never have to apologize for that.
I know this is misogynistic in its own, but the truth of the matter is, if a woman is crying at a ceremony like that, everybody is rallying around her going, oh, but guys crying in that kind of situation is, I don't know if it's acceptable or not. It's just much more difficult for a dude to do.
Dad tears get me every time, man.
Oh, 100%.
We won't allow ourselves to.
Were
do
you,
it.
If you had started crying, would you have been the only parent in there crying?
I think so. Yeah.
Really?
I don't think I saw anybody else crying. I wasn't really focused. Stacy wasn't. She was taking pictures of all the kids.
She's cried out, though.
She might not have any tears left, but I don't think anybody else was.
I absolutely from hearing you guys talk, understand that it's probably very difficult to do, but I do think it would be received very differently. Like dad tears.
Oh my gosh.
Anytime there are dad tears, it's like this, it's the same thing as like when a dad shows up to something at the kid's school, everyone's like, you're an amazing dad. If a dad cries over his kid, you're a hero.
All right, let's try to normalize this for just one second. We only have a couple of minutes here, but
you gonna cry right now?
No. Can somebody call if you're a dude won't call in and narc on himself, but if you are if the father of your kids was either more or equally emotional as you were, but didn't show it, will you call right now 1-855-BIRCHO? Because I was just in the hall with Jimmy Barron, was delivering us some food to say thank you for something. And he and I shared that he's just as emotional as I am. It's the first time that I have ever heard another man say they are really on the struggle bus with their kids leaving and showing it outwardly.
It's kind of ironic because I've only seen my dad cry in front of me twice. Once was when his grandma died, and the other was when I was leaving to college. It was the similar situation, and I had wrote like a letter to him because he had, when you said the other day, like, you feel like you're never going to see him again, it's the same exact thing he said to me. It was like, I just don't know if I'm ever see you again. And I remember in that moment feeling like, Dad, that's the most dramatic thing I've ever heard you say. Like, that's ridiculous. But right. As you get older, you understand it more because, you know, you realize how precious time really is. But I wrote him a letter to tell him, like, get that thought out your head at that mind. And mm-hmm. I wrote it in, like, the form of a poem. And I've never seen him cry since that day to this day. But that's the only time I've ever seen him cry.
It's not that I know that I'm not going to see him again. It's the accessibility, you know? Like, I know he's going to be in my house 3 or 4 days a week. I know that he's going to come in and he's going to tell me about the tough things that he's going through, be it with girls, relationships, or what's going on in school. And not having that access or seeing him, chances are pretty good I'm going to be traveling to Athens way more than he's going to be coming back to Atlanta to see him, yeah?
It's a weird transition, but your relationship just changes. So you have to trade in the accessibility for just a different kind of relationship. Like, my relationship with my parents is way better now that I'm out of the house because now we kind of have, like, a more adult friendship. So because you're trading in the accessibility and him just being around all the time, like, you're getting to trade that in for a more adult mm-hmm. relationship, which is just going to look different.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be the person, like, I'm not trying to fear monger, but I do want to prepare you. I don't know how Hollis is, but when I went to college, I kind of disconnected from my parents for like a couple of months, and I would check in maybe once a month.
Not acceptable.
Yeah, and I understand that's not typical. And now as a parent, like, yeah, that hurts my heart. But at that time, I really needed to figure out who I was on my own. And I wanted to establish that independence of dealing with stuff by myself without running to my parents. And so I kind of took a step back. But I mean, obviously, we're good now. But I just want to prepare you because some kids call every week. Like, my sister was every week always visiting, and I was the opposite. So if he doesn't touch base in a month, that doesn't mean you're forgotten. It might mean he's just trying to figure himself out.
It's very different also. Like, I don't expect calls, but texting. So long as he's, like, touching base with me texting, then we're going to be good to go. Aisha, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. P1 here. Love you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bert, I would say show the emotions. My husband, we've been together 19 years, and he cries for every moment, every milestone. The kids know it's coming, both our sons and our daughter. They embrace it. And then his friends around him, like, even if we're at church and the tears are flowing or whatever it is, his guy friends embrace him. So I don't think it's weird at all. And my husband, he's older. He's 61. So I think that it's way more acceptable. So I say go for it.
Yeah, I think if I was doing it consistently, I'd be okay with it. But since this is all kind of new for me, it just feels so strange. And I think it would be so strange. I think Hollis would actually love it to see his dad cry. Mm-hmm. I think that he'd really be like, okay.
I am loved.
Mm-hmm. He already knows he's loved too much. It's a little bit like me trying to hug Franny at the end of the day. She don't want that either. It's too much.
The Burt Show.
Kristen has an idea. More homework assignment.
No, I got a proposition.
Proposition.
I got a proposition for Abby and Rebecca.
Oh, I love a challenge.
Two members of the Burt Show youth group. They hang out a lot together. They went to Ireland together.
We did. Mm-hmm.
I love your all's friendship. I think it's beautiful.
Going to Greece later this year?
Perfect. I saw something on Instagram. It originated on TikTok, but I'm not on TikTok. So eventually it got to me on Instagram. And I think Rebecca should do this for Abby if you guys are willing to help Abby find her a man's. All right? Okay. Because a friend did this for another friend. And now she's going to be in that friend's wedding.
Okay, well, let's just check in with Abby here, because I don't know that we've got too many indicators that she really wants to be in a relationship.
What are the indicators? Me constantly swiping on Hinge and Bumble, me constantly going out of my way to meet any man possible. What indicators are not out there?
Oh, I might have missed those.
All right, so this comes from @outofoffice.alex on TikTok. And what she did is she created an advertisement for her friend, and she ended up hooking up her friend with a man, and now fast forward a couple years, she's going to be in her friend's wedding.
My name is Alex. I'm the girl who advertised my friend to the internet. I made a TikTok video for her about 3 years ago. Talked to a few guys from the application. Ended up hitting it off with a guy named Nick from Florida, whose friend actually filled out the application for him. I didn't actually think the relationship would work. We're in Washington. He's in Florida. About a year ago, he left his whole life in Florida, moved to be with my friend Katie. And in just a couple days, they will be married. I'm one of Katie's bridesmaids, preparing for the couple days before she gets married. Nick and his friends are also in another house, and we're all here. Two worlds collided, all because... I made a video for my friend advertising her to the internet. You never know where life's going to take you, but try things. Most importantly, advertise your friends and don't be afraid.
Mm. All right, so the fact that these two are such good friends, the fact that Rebecca is a social media savant, I just wanted to throw out there as a potential idea that Rebecca advertise for Abby and see if she can find her audience. And then you can be at her wedding 3 years later.
The creativity that I think that you could put into something like this, I think would be amazing.
Right?
This is definitely something I can do.
The product may need some work first.
No, I can see. I'm like storyboarding it in my head right now because I know Abby's qualities very well.
Okay.
She looks like a classic Christian blonde girl, but she's got that freaky gremlin center inside. Personally, I'm pretty good at editing video.
Yes.
I've got so much footage of Abby showing off her wonderful personality. Mm-hmm. So I think if she gave me permission, I could probably snag her a pretty good man.
So I knew you would not be the hard sell. Me? So I was wondering if you would be open or willing to letting Rebecca do something like this.
This could be tough because we recently did an episode on our podcast, The Personality Hires. And Rebecca was so sweet. She was like, it's Abby's birthday, so let's all share an Abby story. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so sweet. I can't wait to see what people come up with. You know what story Rebecca shares about me? She's like, the one time I was experiencing fight or flight in, with Rebecca while we were driving up the North Georgia mountains. She was like, yeah, that's how I realized Abby doesn't handle stress well. And I was like, this is the story you're sharing for my birthday? So I'm a little nerviosa, a little nervous. About what you'll come up with, but I'm also like morbidly curious.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll let you create my advertisement.
Advertisement.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see if any of the fish out there want to come swim my way.
Oh, God, I could totally see. Oh, my God, I could see you having such a good time with this.
Oh, for sure. I can picture it in my head already. We're going to make like a beautiful 80s like infomercial.
Great.
For just $19.99. And every year from now until you die, you can have this.
But some of those like cheesy, like tongue-in-cheek advertisements are the ones that gain momentum. Mm-hmm. And go viral.
Now, I have no doubt you're going to put the most beautiful advertisement together for Abby, right? I don't know how Alex finagled the like request that came in, because I also have no doubt that there are going to be a plethora of men that are going to, you know, fill out whatever form you put together to vie for Abby's affection. I just don't know how Alex decided Nick and how Nick got chosen. So maybe that's something you guys work together. I mean, I'm already thinking like five steps ahead, because I know you're going to put together a great advertisement. I know you're going to get a ton of interest. So it's now how are we going to decide who's the guy that she's going
to
go out with?
Okay, we'll have to brainstorm some of this off the air, but I love the idea and I love that you okayed it.
Yes.
Great idea. Great idea. All right. When does this process happen? Is there a deadline date on this? When are we doing this?
Well, I mean, I don't know their schedules, specifically Rebecca's, as far as putting it together. So you tell us, how long do you need to let your creative juices flow to put together the perfect advertisement for Abby?
I think I can start workshopping this week, have it done by Monday.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Turnaround time.
Right. I'm a professional.
All right. Monday it is.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk.
still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.